the member of the Lagos State House of Assembly representing Alamosho Constituency 2, Hon. Kehinde Olade Joseph, has reiterated that education is the surest path towards the eradication of poverty, underdevelopment, and insecurity in the country, saying that the sector remains top of his legislative priorities in the State Assembly. The state lawmaker noted that the educational sector is the pillar upon which Nigeria will sustain economic development and urged for more budgetary allocation for education. Recall that Kehinde Joseph, through his YESKJ Foundation, gave scholarship opportunities to 500 students in his constituency to study at Aries Polytechnic, Ibadan, with acceptance, academic and mobility fees, fully serviced by him. While taking the beneficiaries to the institution on Sunday, October 8, 2023, as their academic session began, Joseph expressed that education is the bedrock of society and that no nation can progress beyond its investment in the sector. The chairman of the House Committee on Public Account, State, urged the recipient candidates to make use of the opportunities given to achieve a better future for themselves, as education is the most powerful weapon which one can use to change the world. He said, "Leadership is about making impacts while in office, and those impacts last long after you have left office because, without that, you have failed in leadership. This is one of the reasons I have decided to play positive roles in changing the status quo in my capacity. As it is, there is no better way to empower people than through the education of their children. When you give money, it will certainly finish, and they may still be poor, and when you buy cars or motorcycles for people, they will one day run out of fuel and come back for more assistance, but when you give their children education, you are setting them free and empowering them to become greater even more than yourself. That is what I have just done because educational empowerment is the greatest empowerment." One of the scholarship beneficiaries, Lasisi Barakat Ifeoluwa, who enrolled into the Higher National Diploma Program to study accounting, thanked the state lawmaker for investing in education, assuring that she would ensure to make the constituency, community, family, and sponsor proud. On his part, Mr. Aziz A. Amusa, one of the recipient's parents, while speaking to the press, stated that the generous disposition to the humanity of the foundation and the founder was highly commendable, and such a spirit was required in our society.